Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look, Joe, you had to call with the catch too. You had to call with the play. But please tell our audience here that nothing tops the Cheez-It Bowl from a few years ago when Cal played TCU.
Yeah, that was a... You notice that that bowl no longer exists on merit.
That was a rough one. That was definitely a rough one. But Joe, I got to ask you, though, take us back to that catch, too, because that was one of the most iconic games at Candlestick Absolutely. Park, even though it was a wild card game. We don't remember that the Niners lost to the Falcons the next week. We try not to remember that, at least. But that game where TL dropped numerous passes, I believe five in all, the sun was in his eyes, Brett Favre again coming up with some magic at the end, and then Steve Young to TL to end that football game. Take us through that game there, Joe.
Well, yeah, that had become as big a deal as playing Dallas at that point, because that was the ultimate enemy for so many years. But the Packers had now moved into that category, and it looked like it was going to be another result. I mean, it was obviously an incredibly close game throughout most of it. The frustration against the Packers had built and built and built. And, of course, the most dramatic thing about the game, in retrospect, that everybody was aware of, was who would ever think it would be Terrell Owens that would be the hero? Because all he did was fumble away a ball early, drop all sorts of passes. He was having a terrible, terrible day. In fact, I think at one point I said he hadn't been able to hold on even to his fingers all day. It was just one of those things. And now at the ultimate moment, the last possible opportunity, he got Steve backing up to throw, and I thought for sure he was going to fall down. I was amazed he could keep his balance before he threw it. And now there's three defenders all around Owens, and he catches the ball anyhow. And then he goes into tears, and obviously turned out to be a great receiver. But in that age stage, and maybe even today, I don't know, I haven't seen him in a while, but he was regarded as a real head case, that he was tough to deal with. He drove Mariucci absolutely crazy because he would just not do everything asked to do. He would just not, Steve would say, you need to do this, and he would make it difficult and do something just a little bit off that would drive the coach crazy. And so Owens was a real handful, and I guess was, and through much of his career in that category, but obviously the penultimate hero in that one.
Yeah. Joe Starkey with us, 49er royalty, was the play-by-play guy for many, many years. Joe, I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up listening to you. This is like the soundtrack of my life, because when I used to go to 49er games, you know, the Jumbotron didn't have the replays right away. And my grandfather had the old Walkman transistor AM FM radio, and he'd be listening to you, and he'd have all the play-by-play because you would provide all the nuance. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have social media and all that. And you were kind of the soundtrack to the game. And I remember specifically for that game when T.O.'s coming out of the end zone and Young had thrown kind of like a fade to him, and he's going, the sun's in his eyes. The sun's in his eyes. He couldn't see the ball. Like, I don't think people remember how bad of a game he had, T.O., before he caught that ball.
Yeah, I guess it's easy, and that's good that you remember the best part of it. I think that's fine, because you say it was a long day. It was an interesting matchup, too, because you had the two coaches were interesting because they both had the Bay Area roots, okay? I mean, that was definitely a factor. Mike Holmgren coached at San Francisco State. He's a Bay Area guy. Mariucci had come out of Cal to become the 49er head coach. So there were a lot of stories in this game because of those type of involvements that were very, very interesting, I thought.
What was that week like? Because as you mentioned, Joe, at the top, that Packers Niners became Packers Cowboys, where, excuse me, Niners Cowboys, in which the Niners and Cowboys played three straight NFC Championship games again against each other. And then the Packers in 95, they come out of nowhere as 14-point underdogs with Mike Holmgren as head coach and beat the Niners in that divisional round game. What do you remember about that week? Because that's the first time I remember realizing that, man, the Packers, okay, now they're a factor now. It was one thing to worry about the Cowboys. Now we got to worry about the Packers. What do you remember about that 95 divisional round game?
Well, not a lot, probably for the best. You know, it was at that point, you expected the Niners to win all the time. I mean, they were just winning. They were regularly going to the Super Bowl. They would always get to the end of the NFC Championship game. And so everything was supposed to be their way. And with the Cowboys out of the way, how could the Packers possibly be the issue? But obviously they were, as again they are now. I mean, Green Bay's history is so phenomenal with from Bart Starr forward to all the other guys. It's really impressive that they can do what they do in a small town in Wisconsin where the weather obviously will probably be a factor again in this one tomorrow. In fact, years ago I started in the NFL. The first job I had was with the Vikings, and we played the Packers in the 1 year I was with Minnesota before moving back to the Bay Area. We had a game that had so much snow. There's a picture of it in the Football Hall of Fame in Ohio. It was just incredible snow where they had to come out after every series and shovel off the snow on the field. And so that's the kind of atmosphere you can get up there. And that definitely, I think, influences the opponents particularly, because I think it can get easy to get psyched out when you think, oh, it's Packer weather, it's going to be tough to win, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it firsthand 3 years in a row, Niners-Cowboys. We had Niners-Cowboys last week. 4 years in a row, you had Packers-Niners. Now you got Niners-Packers again this week. Just from somebody who's watched this team over and over the many years, how fun was last week and how cool is this weekend going to be?
Because I've been in it for so long, I rarely get emotional watching a football game. But my wife was telling me last week, she said, will you stop screaming downstairs? Okay, it was that kind of game. You know, I mean, when Garoppolo threw that interception, I really thought, is there a hitman in the neighborhood? Can I get somebody? This is horrible. This game is handed to them. They can't lose it. And yet they found a way to almost do that. And particularly if it was Dallas. I can remember my relationship because of the Niners, is I can remember one time, we're coming from Florida or somewhere, my wife and I, we're going through the Dallas airport. And we're in the Dallas airport, I'm going through the little stores, waiting for the plane and all that. And my wife actually noticed, she says, what's the matter with you? She said, you're getting grumpy, you're getting sour. What is your problem? I said, we're in Dallas. That is my problem.
Joe, you referenced Jimmy Garoppolo. We all said the same thing. I mean, my dad is losing his mind. He can't turn it over right there, right then. You saw quarterback controversies up close and personal. You're the play-by-play guy of the Niners through this greatest quarterback competition of all time, Steve and Joe Montana. You see all the stuff that's out on the internet and everything, and me and Bonte screaming and yelling at each other every day, Trey, Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you think of Jimmy Garoppolo, somebody who's watched the quarterback position for the 49ers over the last 30, 40 years?
The tough thing about Garoppolo is that he can't stay healthy. I think if the 49ers were to make a decision to let him go, and frankly, I hope they don't, but I think if they did, it's based on physical issues. He seems to get hurt virtually every game. He got hurt last week. And I think when you're paying him that kind of money and you're building a franchise around him, I mean, when he's on, he's terrific. He can have very long periods of time where he looks absolutely wonderful, and all of a sudden, somehow he gets a brain freeze and does some things you don't expect him to do. So that's a tough call, because I think he's a very talented quarterback. And everybody's, you know, the backup quarterback, as long as I've ever had anything to do with football, and you guys probably see the same thing, is the guy who's the backup quarterback is always the most popular quarterback in the city. Because you're always saying, oh, if he were in there, that wouldn't happen, you know? Right. And I think that the Niners have a little of that right now going on about the rookie and saying to build him up. So I don't know. I think Garoppolo's really a tough decision for management because of the fact he can do so well and then not do so well. I don't know.
Yeah, Joe Starkey, the longtime voice of the 49ers. also voice of the Cal Bears. Joe, we brought up Montana and Steve Young, and the Joe Montana doc is out right now on Peacock. I don't know if you checked it out, and if you have, what kind of memories have you saw or are you taking away from that as we go through Montana's career coming out of Notre Dame, becoming a two-time Super Bowl winner, and then I'm at the spot where they trade for Steve Young. What do you remember about that, living through those times where it was Jonestown, all of a sudden Steve Young comes in, and all of a sudden Bill Walsh comes out to the media and says, we have a full-blown quarterback competition. What was that like for you living in those days?
Oh, boy, that I had been here long enough, moving out from the Midwest, that Montana was the guy. And Steve Young, I had seen Steve Young, though, and I know he was good because I did the 3 years that the Oakland Invaders existed in the USFL. And yeah. So I'd seen Steve Young play for Los Angeles. I think it was the Galaxy, and I was always impressed by his mobility, the fact that he could run so well, throw so well. So he certainly was possibly a great quarterback. But on the other hand, we're talking about a legend here. You're going to ask a legend to go home? I can remember that, without a doubt, DeBartolo had to be talked into trading him because he kept canceling the deal. in fact, Joe had to go to Eddie himself and say, you know we need to do this. He says, my time is up. He says, we got to move on. Steve, let Steve move into the position, but we can't continue like this where the two of us are here. And he had to literally talk Eddie into completing the trade with Kansas City.
Wow. Joe, we get this weekend the Green Bay Packers, and you're familiar with this guy because you've done Cal play-by-play for so many years, Aaron Rodgers. I remember wanting Aaron Rodgers with the number one overall pick as a Niner fan. I'm sure you probably wanted to see him come to the 49ers. But is he better than you had ever anticipated coming out of Cal?
Frankly, no. I thought he was the most accurate quarterback I had ever seen. And I will go to my grave absolutely in despair over the fact the only time he didn't throw good passes when they are first and goal at the 7 against USC. Okay, and this incredibly effective passer misses three guys, and so that was the difference. But I can remember telling people in the 49ers front office, I said, you need to draft him, and they were all saying, no, we're going to go for Alex Smith, and Nolan was the head coach at that point, and they were, you know, I was the announcer, so what do I know? But I kept telling him, I said, this is the most accurate quarterback I have ever seen. I said, you should draft him. And they, of course, dismissed the announcer as what does he know about football, and, of course, went ahead with Smith, who turned out to be a good quarterback. But I just had no doubt in my mind that Air was going to be terrific. And when he fell down to number 24, and he made that comment to Dennis O'Donnell that is a legendary at this point, when Dennis on Channel 5 asked him, how do you feel about the fact that the 49ers didn't draft you? He said, how much does that upset you? And he said, it won't bother me nearly as much as it will bother them that they didn't draft him. From day one, this is a personal deal for him.
Yeah.
I always wonder why Cal didn't run the ball there, Joe. I know Rodgers started 23 for 23 in that game at USC, but why didn't they run the ball inside the 7-yard line? They were running it down USC's throats.
Yeah. I'm going to need. I'm going to have to take a pill if you keep talking like this.
All right, We're done with that. I don't want to relive that as well. That was a great game between USC and Cal. Joe, you are awesome today. Enjoy Packers and Niners Saturday night. This is fun. Cowboys last week, Packers this week, and we're so thrilled that you were able to spend a few moments with us to talk about the Packers and Niners.
As good as it gets. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
Anytime, Joe. The Starkey, legend. A legend.
Joe Starkey. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.